ונשאין את תקף קדושת היום. Let us give expression to the powerful holiness of this day. Ki hu nayra v'oyay. Because it is awesome and fearsome. Ubo in that day, sinose malchusecho, your malchus will be lifted. Emes, ki atohu dayan, you're the judge. Umochiach, and the one who brings proofs, v'yodeya, who knows all, for aid and witnesses. V'bashefer godol yitoka, and in that great and powerful shefer of Shomayim, yitoka, it will be blown. V'kol demo medaka, yishoma, and a voice of stillness and thinness will be heard. Umalochim yechofezum, and the angels themselves hasten. V'chil ra'odu yechezum, and a trembling, a fear grabs a hold of even these celestial beings. V'yaymru, and they say, Hine yaym hadin. Behold, it's the day of judgment. Lifkait al tzvomorum badin. Where even the hosts of above, the spiritual beings of the heavens, are in judgment. Ki lo yizku b'einecho badin. No one can ever be totally meritorious in your eyes and din. V'choboy oilum yavun lefanecho. And all those who have come into the world pass before you, kivnei moron. V'sachtoiv kitzvo l'cho b'riyosecho, v'sichtoiv es gzardinom. And you seal their gzardin. Rosh Hashanah, as the Nisan HaTekev tells us, is a yom adin, a yom noyra v'oyim. A day in which we're all judged, in which our whole life starts again. We start off with nothing. And we plead and entreat the Ribbono Shel Olam when that yom adin for a din toiv. I say over a story often, a story that occurred Erev Rosh Hashanah some 20 years ago. Rav Pam Zatzal, Rosh Shivan Teravidas, was accompanied home from Mincha by a local Magid Shir who had suffered a tragedy during that year. The previous year, he lost his teenage daughter in a horrible car accident. And when the man brought up the subject of a Halayid must accept whatever happens is Ratzon Hashem, Rav Pam told him how it happened is irrelevant. When people would discuss how a certain person had died, Rav Pam said, my mother would always say, he died from the sun at Taikif. And Rav Pam paused. And tomorrow we will once again say, in the sun at Taikif, Kedushas Hayayim. It's a story with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz pointed out the maisa that happened in Yerushalayim some years back. It was a very, very terribly cold winter. Chodesh Shvat, the temperatures were abnormally cold. And many people caught cold, got pneumonia. It was one avrich, a young man, family man, and he caught a cold that turned into pneumonia, and a pneumonia that ate away at his lungs, until after a struggle and a period of time, at the end of Shvat, he had tragically passed away. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz came to give a hesped And he said, I hear people that are talking that it was the terrible cold, the strong cold of the winter of Shvat that killed this Avreich. And therefore the maskona would be that you have to be very careful about the cold of winter. Keep yourself warm. But achtu'um no rabosai, said Reb Chaim. I want you to know, rabosai, it wasn't the cold of Chodesh Shvat that killed him. At least that wasn't the primary cause. That may have been something that then became a symptom. But the primary cause is that this person was nifter because the psak din that closed upon him on the Rosh Hashanah the year before. It wasn't Shvat. It was Rosh Hashanah. The Maisa, we always like to read the letter. The letter that Rav Dessler Zecher Tzadik Livracha wrote to his son right before Rosh Hashanah. The letter's dated Yom Gimel, Parshas Nitzavim, Vayelech, Tofre Sadi Vov. The year was 1936. And he writes to his son, Rav Dessler's in England, Mashkiach and Gateshead, and his teenage son, 14, 15 years old, is learning in Vilkomer, in the yeshiva in Vilkomer, famous city, a Yiddish city in Lita, in Lithuania. And he writes him, and I read what he writes to him. Zuchoreini, I remember, Kasher Hoyisi Betal Yaldusi. I remember my son, when I, Avdesli, your father, was in my youth. And Shamati and I heard, Meovi Adoini Mayri Varebi Zatzal, I heard from my father. Ki kasher nirtzo lehisbainein, when a person wants to ponder, lohavin to understand, es pulas Rosh Hashanah umishpato, what is the actions, what is the power, what is the results of Rosh Hashanah and its judgment? What we have to do, he said, is ponder on the past. We have to think and reflect on all the incidents of the year that passed. How many Yisurin came down to the world. And when we will ponder and reflect on that, then we will understand that this was all the actions of Rosh Hashanah of the year before. Of Rosh Hashanah in this letter, 1936. Tofre Sadi Vov. That's where it all comes from. Venucha Lahasig, and we're able to comprehend from that how much it's on us to have a healthy fear, a healthy trepidation, Miyadayim Adin, that is before us. And Rav Dessler continues in the letter to his son, Bishonazu, in this year, this occurred many years ago to me with my father. But in this year, my son, it stands before me these words as if they have a life of their own. Day and night, I see before my eyes the picture of how my father stood up then from the table. And he said to me, Bini, my son, Eicha tzar liyomim, you're still a relative youngster. Treasure these words and carry them in your heart, because there's going to reach days and a time where you'll understand how precious these words are, because through these words you'll understand to know what is that most powerful day in the Jewish year. What is Rosh Hashanah? The power of Rosh Hashanah. The scope and magnitude, the din and mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. B'shonazu, in this year, he continues, Ein apiska manal, that sentence that I quoted, Ein yaitse mimachshavosi, it does not go out of my thoughts. Ma'over aleinu b'shonazu, what has transpired in this year, 1936, Tofrei Sadi in Europe. Mania la'am Yisrael. Kule, what has happened to all of Klal Yisrael? European Jewry. B'meshach Hashanah. During this 1 year. And he continues, and I don't write all the details, we have no time for all the details. It's a beautiful letter if you want to see it. In the back of Chelek Beis and Michtav Melio, in his letters. Hayim sha'arnu, did we ever estimate when we stood in tefillah on Rosh Hashanah this past year, did we ever understand the Yisurin that was on the doorsteps of that year, of that Rosh Hashanah to be decreed? Did we ever realize? And now we stand anew, before a new Yom HaDin, Tofrei Shadi Zion. What has to be our machshava? What has to be our thoughts? It's possible that last Rosh Hashanah, if an individual or several individuals would have been mischazik, strengthened themselves more vigorously in shuvah on that first day of the year, to be mekabel on themselves, O Malchus Shamayim, with a totality and a completeness, be'emes, with an honesty. Maybe that would have stood as a buffer before the onslaught of all of these Peronius, or at least a good part of them. And now, when we return before another Yom HaDin V'Hanayra, and the matzav is a very difficult and trying matzav in our world, shouldn't we, don't every one of us understand what is before him to do in this Rosh Hashanah? It's in his kayach to protect himself, to add schuyas, to protect the entire klal. What does Hashem Elokeinu want from us, seek from us? All he wants is a machshavas emes. We shouldn't trick ourselves with mistakes and foolishness. V'noshev es l'beinu eilev, lavo bi emes, v'meretz, with courage, you'll be eschastus, and with strength. V'yatol k'shem musr chay l'foneinu. And now when there's a living musr in front of us, hayim gam eilev l'inosin l'beinu, are we not going to put our heart and to pay attention to such? Ramesha Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, his choshev, his sons tell over, when he had to go in for a very serious surgery, they heard him saying to himself as he was being wheeled in to start the operation, to receive the anesthesia. Ah, he said, a few more krechts, a few more bechias during Tfilis Rosh Hashanah, and I might not be here having to suffer this surgery. This is something that we can certainly relate to. We live in a dangerous and turbulent world. And this world, the USA of ours, has become more dangerous and more turbulent during this year of Tov Shin Pei. Who expected a pandemic? Who expected Yidden between the period of Purim through Pesach, Zman Simchaseinu, so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives of Chashuvim, of fine people, of Avdei Hashem, snuffed out, families orphaned, wives widowed, parnoses destroyed and decimated. And we live in a greater world where the whole idea of a United States that we'd had but a year ago, that was basically secure, stable, safe for a Yid, the anti-Semitism that has reared its ugly head, be it from the left or be it from the right, has certainly set us in a situation where it's open to a pachad. And all that we've experienced and all that we've seen is a result of our Rosh Hashanah and our Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, our Shaifras Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Pei. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, takes it really even a step further. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, it's not just life and death. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches Amid Aleph writes, Shakedesh Baruch Hu Don B'Tishrei, Kol Boi Olam and all who have come into the world, Kol HaKairis, all that's going to happen to them. Not just talking life and death, we're talking about quality of life. We're talking about all the issues we struggle with on a daily basis. All of those occurrences and all of those happenings were decreed on that Rosh Hashanah. At Tishrei Abba till the next Tishrei. That's the Lashon of Rosh Hashanah. And that we, of course, can relate to. Because a Yom HaDin, it's not just our lives are in danger, life and death, but it's what sort of life. Is it going to be a difficult life or an easier life? Is the year going to have more simchas and less tsar? Or alo aleinu, more tsar and less simchas? Or there going to be difficulty in our mishpachas, in health, in parnasa? All of these things are part and parcel of the Yom HaDin HaNeir of HaOyim that we stand before. There's a shaila. What is our arsenal? If this day is this Yom HaDin VaNeir, if this day is this powerful day, this Yom HaDin v'Yom HaMishpat of Nesanetayk of Kedushas HaYom, what is our arsenal, our weaponry, that we should be able to meet with success on this Yom HaDin? And particularly, Al Pi the Zohar that the Shari Azmanim brings, that throughout the year, when the Satan comes, Lekatreg, to persecute, to prosecute against Klal Yisrael for their misdeeds and their misdemeanors, their aveiras, big and small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes them off, and he pushes them off to Rosh Hashanah. And he says, that's the Yom HaDin v'Hamishpat. Be quiet for now. You can come back before me on Rosh Hashanah with your prosecutions. And so the Satan waits and waits very patiently, maybe impatiently, until it reaches the day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Satan is already prepared. He's been working out his prosecutions and his lines to the Judge of Judges, the Melech Malchei Amlochim. And he's ready and prepared, well armed with the bundles of prosecutions from a complete year that he's been waiting for this Rosh Hashanah. Is it possible to even describe the tremendous danger from that Satan who's been waiting an entire year? He's so crafty and wily, cunning. And it comes to Rosh Hashanah and he's ready to pounce on us to do whatever damage he can do. What is in our arsenal to disarm him? In what way can we make him powerless? And to cause what the Gemara calls in Rosh Hashanah, nothing less than irvu v'asotan, a total confusion and chaos to the prosecuting angel, to the sotan. He loses it. What's in our arsenal to bring such a thing back? Well, the answer, if it would be a regular Rosh Hashanah, a normal Rosh Hashanah like last year and the year before that, like all the Rosh Hashanahs back until Tov Shinayin, when it had the same thing that we have this year, the answer was a Yaduadik answer. Shaifer! We have something that is so powerful, mystical, but powerful, Shein Kamayu. And that's the Shaifer. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Imru Lefonai Malchi Yisakadish Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you want to survive Rosh Hashanah? You want to flourish and blossom in the years ahead? In the year ahead? Imru lefonei Malchias, first step. Say before me the psukim of Malchias, proclaim my Malchias in the 10 psukim of Malchias, Kedesha tamlichuni aleichem, that you make me a king over you. V'imru lefonei Zichroinus, and also say the 10 psukim of Zichroinus, of remembrances, Kedesha yale Zichroinechem lefonei letoiva, so your memory should come before me, letoiv. Ubameh, but with what? What's the weaponry you're going to use that Malchias will be effective, those Amiris Apsukim? What weapon are you going to use in your arsenal that will make the Potsukim of Zichrinus effective? Ubameh, says the Ritva, it's going back on both. Ubameh Bashefer, that's your weapon, that's what's in your arsenal. And Mistama, the Biradvar, is Alpi, the famous Divrei Arambam. How does it exactly work? How does the Shofar bring about such a smashing success against the Kitrug HaSotan? Close his mouth. Bring him to chaos. Lose his cool. How does it work? And the way the Rambam explains it, the famous Rambam, is Alfalpi Shetkiya Shofar Barosh Hashanah Gezerah. Even though the blowing of Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a Gzeiris HaKosuv, the Torah doesn't give us reasons. But Remez Yesh B'dover, I want you to know there's a Remez. Koloimar, Uru Yesheinim Mishinaschem, wake sleepy ones from your sleep that you've been fashloft the entire year. The near domim and you do a slumber. Hey Kitsu, awaken me targum maseichem from your slumber. The chazru b'tshuva, awaken. That shofar is there to awaken us. The shofar has a certain kayach in the spiritual genetic being of a yid, of each and every yid who has a neshama b'taychai, to awaken him. V'chazru b'tshuva, v'zachru barachem. What's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? We don't deal with the nitty gritty of chatoyim and averus in Rosh Hashanah. The chazru b'tshuva in Rosh Hashanah, machmas the shofar, is zachru barachem. Remember your creator. Remember why you're in this world. Remember who you're completely and totally dependent on. Zachru barachem. Remember your Creator. Elu, those of you, Hashaykachin Esoemes, who forget the truth, the blazing truth, Behevle Azman, in the foolishness of the daily experiences. And through the Shofar, there comes the Hisoiris to return to Hashem, to remember our Boire. And the Mela, when we stand before our King, remembering is our King, remembering is our Bayre, having a clarity, a connection, the Emes, through the Osiris of the Shofar, Zlizkores Borachem, like the Rambam's words, Kabbalah Shamayim, B'yayim Rosh Hashanah. We remember the Bayre, he's our King. And then he remembers us, a quid pro quid. We remember him, we wake up from the sleep. And we're Zochru as Barachem with a reality and an intensity. And then Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. You remember the Borei. And the Borei remembers you. And the Sotan doesn't stand a chance. The Sotan doesn't stand a chance, and that's what we mean. Imru lefonei malchis kedei shetamlichuni aleichem v'zichroinus. Because once you're tamlichuni aleichem, then the zichroinus. You remember me, I'll remember you. V'zichroinechem kedei sheyal zichroinechem l'tayva. That'll be the next step. But b'meh, what brings that about? Hakol ayidei hashofar. And the mele, we face and we confront a very serious issue. What do we do as we greet the Rosh Hashanah of Toshin Pei Aleph? We have a hardened prosecuting attorney in the garb of the Sotan who's been preparing an indictment, a bundle of sins, large and small, throughout the entire year, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him to wait for Rosh Hashanah. But this year, Rosh Hashanah, we don't have the shofar. We don't have the shofar to blow. Achachomim, because of their fear that somebody would carry the shofar out into Rosh Hasharabim, decided no shofar. Chachomim have the right. Lakar dovri min ha-Torah b'shovi al-taza. Yevomis dikesug yitzari aluf. Lavar al-divrei Torah b'shovi al-taza. And they said we should sit back and not blow the shofar. But if we're sitting back and not blowing the shofar, what is going to waken us up from our sleep, from our slumber of the entire year? With what are we going to be able to confuse the Satan and seal his mouth from being able to prosecute an Am Yisrael? And don't we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shein Taikin, Shein Taikin, B'tchilasa, a year where we don't blow the shofar in the beginning of the year. Marie in Leiba Saifai, it's going to be bad by the time it reaches the end of the year. You didn't have the shofar. And Taisus brings the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. And the Bahag says it's not only when you don't blow the shofar b'mezid, but who adin when you don't blow the shofar b'oynes. It was an accident. A real, pure accident. And you weren't able, this Kehila, to be able to blow shofar. Says the Bahag, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says, Ashana she'ein taikin b'tchilaso, meirin b'saifo, even aynis. And the Meshech Chochma comes and explains, what do you mean, even b'aynis? Aynis rachmano patre. You're an aynis. You didn't blow the shofar b'aynis. The tire of the Ribbono shel Olam patres you. You're not culpable. You're not guilty. So why even then, meirin b'saifo? And the Meshech Chochma answers, b'pashtus. Ein ochinami. When it's an einus, then you're potter. In other words, what's shot potter? It's not considered you did an aveira by not blowing the shofar. You were an einus. It's not considered you did an aveira. Fine, you didn't do an aveira, says the Meshech Chochma. But where is the cure? Where is the medicine that's going to be able to seal the mouth of the Satan? Where's the medicine that's going to wake you up from your sleep? Ein ochinami, it was an einus. But it doesn't change the balance. It doesn't change the equation. We desperately need the shofar. And even if einus rachman the patre, avalam aisa, what do we do? So what do we do? What is our arsenal? What is our weaponry? Chachomim have removed the shofar from our hands, from our ability to use on this first day of Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Pei Aleph. So what do we do in place? And this is a very highly discussed issue. And there are many very inspirational type of ideas we've said in years past of Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. But I want to say a new idea that I just bumped into in the last 24 hours. And that is a Ben Aryeh. Ben Aryeh is a very illustrious mechaber. He was the father of the Goyen Ador Reb Yisrael Salanter. The Ben Aryeh was his father. And he wrote a Perish on Bahag. And he discusses this issue. And he says a very interesting chizuk. A very interesting chidush. And to me, it's such an important chidush because we need this in our arsenal. We need this to be our weaponry. We need to know how to replace the missing shofar and its tremendous importance and grandeur. And the Ben Aryeh says that when Chazal made a takona not to blow the shofar, they were geyser at the same time, but Torah Tzadik geyser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. They were geyser that when you and I say the psukim of Malchius, Zichronis and Shifris, it will create L'mayla B'Shamayim, all the influences and Ashbos that are able to be created Ayadei Tkiyas Shofar. But in Tavshin Pei Aleph, when the Chachomim, because of the Gzeira, L'gabi Shmira Shabbos, said not to blow the Shofar. So we have a new weaponry and a new arsenal. It's the Psukim of Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofars. And usually those Psukim only work in concert with Shofar. But in a year, it's Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, those Psukim of Zichronis, of Malchias and Zichronis and Shofars have their own life, their own dynamic, their own grandeur, their own majesty, and they alone, when we say them with the proper kavana, are able to be nistam, to seal up the mouth of the sultan, loses cool, every turn into chaos, and we're menatzeach, and we come out zoicha bedin. Memela, the implication of this Ben Aryeh is that never is it more important for you and I to overcome our laziness, our lack of concentration, of many bad habits we picked up about davening Shemona Esra throughout a year and throughout a lifetime. And we have to really work on ourselves to make these tefillahs as have all the value that be'etzem they must have, can have, and will have when we daven them properly. We have a special mandate in a Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, when we've lost the shofar, to replace the shofar with kavona in our tefillah in a way that goes beyond what we would be demanded of in a regular, normal time. And the question may be asked, who am I? These are very lofty tefillahs. The tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are not easy tefillahs. The tefillahs that we say, Uvachein ten pachtucho, Uvachein ten kovet Hashem liyamecho, Uvachein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. These seem to be very lofty, very idealistic tefillahs. And we're very pashut to people. We can relate to Refa'enu. We can relate to Baruch Hashonim, to Salach Lonu and Atochainu Liodim Das. But tefillahs that are totally centered on Kovet Shemayim, Malchusai, Bias HaMashiach. Where do we fit in? Where can that, how and where can that be demanded from us? Denizens of Tovshin Pei Aleph, Al Tashlichenu Liyei Zikna. Some of you think that when we say Al Tashlichenu Liyei Zikna, you look at the Maravant, you look at the Mizrachvant, and you see some of us over there with these white beards, aged, old, and you think, they probably say this with Kavona. Al Tashlichenu Liyei Zikna. Kechleis kecheinu, our waning strength, al tazveinu, don't abandon us. But the truth is, that statement has no particulars. It's addressing all of us. Because we belong to a nation. A nation who, when they were fresh and young, went out of Mitzrayim. Who, when they were fresh and young, received the Torah on our Sinai. Who, when they were fresh and young, built a Mishkan. And later a Malchus and a Beis Hamikdash. Well, that nation has existed for a couple thousand years, and Baruch Hashem has managed to flourish. But Lamaisa, we're at an Ezikna. And in an Ezikna, some things become stale and old, lose its freshness. Al Tashlichenu li Ezikna, Kechlois Keichenu, in our waning strength, don't abandon us, Ribbono Shel Olam. Understand where we are and who we are. How do we bring ourselves up to daven such lofty tefillahs? And I want to share with you an idea The emphasis is, there's a lot to say on this, but we'll be makatzer. I want to share with you an idea. I think that perhaps the answer to work out what the Ben Aryeh is asking from us, he's asking from us to really daven our tefillos. And that sounds, those tefillos are so lofty. And how can it be expected? How can it be expected from us? And I think perhaps there's a linkage to the gezeirah that Chazal made of not blowing shofar on a Rosh Hashanah shechal b'Shabbos. Because the emes is, it's a dover pella. It's a dover pella. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And what did the Chachomim in their Chochmah Gedolah decide? We can't have shofar. We know how important shofar is. We know how important it is. We know it's the ikar weapon in our arsenal. It's our atomic bomb against the Satan. There's no question about it. Tefillin may work, may not work. It's got to depend on a lot of different kavanas. But this is a majestic, a strong weapon of annihilation of the Satan. But now they've taken it away. Why have they taken it away? Give some thought to that. They've taken it away because Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis Bershus HaRabim. Maybe some Yid is going to walk Dalet Amis in Rishus HaRabim, carrying the shofar to find out how to blow it properly. He's going to walk Dalet Amis in Rishus HaRabim. He's going to walk through Rishus HaRabim. And he's going to be over Shabbos. He's, by the way, a Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. It's not even Potter Pashat that he has to bring a carbon Shaygev. Even though what he did is a Chiyuv Mises based it, but he was Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. He was doing it for a Dvar Mitzvah. He made a mistake. Why did he make a mistake? Who are we talking about here? Are we talking about Choshev Menshin? Are we talking about people of the likes of Rav Chaim Volozhin, Uchedoyme? Are we talking about Rosh Yeshivas, Avreichim? Are we talking? Are we talking about Mechina Bachrim? No. I stand up for your covet. I'm not worried about any of you. That if we would blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, if we blow the shofar on this Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, I'm not worried about any of you. That you would not be able to hold in your cup. It's Rosh Hashanah. I have to blow the shofar. That's all I can hold in my head. It's also Shabbos? Well, that's like two ideas. That's asking a bit much of me. I can remember it's Rosh Hashanah, shofar. I could remember Shabbos, but then I forget Rosh Hashanah and shofar. But if I'm going to remember Rosh Hashanah and shofar, I've got to forget Shabbos. This is the same guy that by the Leil HaSeder, right? His mind is focused on matzah. And Mamela, though, he blows up because at the people around him for whatever disturbs him. Because once again, it's too much to keep in mind. He's focusing on the matzah. They're focusing on the matzah, you can't focus on anger problems. There's one thing at a time. That's as far as he can think and as far as he can go. And it's this yokel, right? For want of any better word. It's this yokel that Chazal have decided we're going to take away shofar. Who are we going to take away shofar from? We're taking away shofar from the likes of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin, who when he blew the shofar, azah simchat suma bing mamluk, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he himself describes. We're taking the shofar away from all of the tens and hundreds of thousands of God-fearing Yidden who do have the capacity to keep in mind Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos. They have the ability. And they won't be Mavri Dalet Amis. But there's this one guy, a very weak member of Klal Yisrael, who he may take that shofar into Rosh HaRabim. And because of him, because of that, Chazal feels it's warranted to take the shofar. It's a maisa that happens maybe, if it would happen, maybe once in 100 years. Even to the yokels of the world. Even to the ones that can't concentrate. What's the statistics?
1 in 100 Yes. Maybe 1 in 1,000 years Happens not. It's not going to happen very often. But somehow it's enough to disturb the equilibrium and balance of Chazal and make them make a Zera that takes Shofar, that powerful weapon, that unbelievable way of connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam and waking up from our sleep, all because we're afraid of this Yid being Mechallel Shabbos. What does that say, gentlemen? I think it says a major statement. I think what it's saying is that mitzvahs are not just obligations I have to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and mitzvahs are not just a potential for my aliyas ruchni. There is Malchus Shamayim. And in Malchus Shamayim, that yid, that very simple yid, is very important in this all-around plan. It's worthwhile for Chazal to alter the whole scheme of Rosh Hashanah to be able to incorporate that person into the rest of Klal Yisrael. He should also have a place in the divine plan that is Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim teaches us that every Yid has his Mokim and his unique Tafkid. There's no one extra. There's no one not needed. There's no one superfluous. No one is just here, another number. If he wouldn't be able to make a difference, he wouldn't be here. Rav Chaim Volozhin says a like idea when it comes to tefillah. It's a very mystical idea. But Rav Chaim Volozhin goes with the Zohar and Nefesh HaChaim and says, there's never two tefillahs that are the same. Your Maariv isn't the same as your Shachris, and your Shachris isn't the same as your Mincha. Mincha is the Maariv. Because there's a dynamic in time. And everyone takes place at every tefillah is a different time. A different day, a different month, a different year. And it's an ongoing concern. And no two tefillahs can ever be the same. Every tefillah is unique. And every tefillah has different kaiches that it unleashes in the world and in the spiritual worlds upon which the physical world revolves and stands and has its nature. That's a mystical type of idea. But it's the same thing with every individual. Every yid is important. Every one of us is important. It's got nothing to do with the bigger Balkishrin or the lesser Balkishrin, with the wealthy person or the poor person. Everyone has his unique factors that make who he is, and there can't be anybody else like him. It's not just something that's true by your fingerprints, your voice prints. No two people are the same. But in your ability, in your service to Malchus Shamayim, no two people are the same. And Chazal could not countenance the idea that there would be a Yid who on the Yom HaMalchus, the Yom of Rosh Hashanah, would take a Shofar Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRavim, Shem Yavirenu. It was kedai that for Chazal to take away the whole possibility of blowing shofar, but keep everybody in the circle. Keep everybody as part of Malchus Shamayim. I always say over, I think it's a beautiful mushel. Many of you have heard it before. There was a great musical conductor, symphony conductor, the greatest of his age, Arturo Toscanini. And he was once listening on a shortwave radio. We're going back to the 1940s. He was listening on a shortwave radio to a magnificent orchestra with many, 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 many pieces, players, doing a symphony. And he's listening intently. And all of a sudden, oh, he like leaves out a startled distaste, disgust. And people around had no idea what just happened that got him so upset. And he explained. The third violinist in the fourth row, for some reason, left his place.
And that orchestra is playing without him. And I can't deal with the sound, with the inferior sound that came out. That's Toscanini and the symphony. Gentlemen, every member of Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us, are members of the symphony orchestra who play the music of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who play the music of the Bari Olam. We're all part of that symphony. And if one of us is not in his place, if one of us is removed, then that's a loss to the whole Malchus, to the whole enterprise. Who in the heavens was this violinist in the third seat of the fourth row? You know how many violinists there were? 40, 50. One's missing. It should make a difference. To Toscanini, with his fine ear, it made a difference. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his incredible ear and sight and care and concern, if you're here and you're part of Klal Yisrael, doesn't it make a difference how big, how small, how rich or how poor, how learned or how illiterate? L'maisa is, you have your place to make Malchus Shamayim. That's what we see from this Gzeira. This incredible Gzeira, Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas Bishus Aram. And Chazal took away Shef. It'd be a chsorin in Malchus Shamayim. And the emes we see in the first pasuk of Parshas Netzavim, always read before Rosh Hashanah. Atem Netzavim Hayayim. You're standing this day. This day, Svarim Akdashim say, in the Tzavim refers to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kulchem. Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Kol Ish Yisrael. Mechaita Veitzecho Atshoyev Meimecho. To the simplest people that populate Klal Yisrael. And perhaps that's the chizuk that we need. Says the Ben Aryeh, this year the tefillahs are so important. We don't have the shofar. But it's you and I who have to daven those tefillahs. It's you and I who have to bring those tefillahs to Shamayim. And with those tefillahs, shut the mouth of the makatre, of the sotan. And don't think for a moment that it's beyond your ability. Don't think for a moment that you cannot do it. The gezeira itself is the raya that you're needed. And you can do it. Some more, some less. But you can make the stab and you can make the try. And you can do everything you can to bring it about successfully. Perhaps in that lies the Sisai. And by the way, if you need one more Meir Mokim, as you're starting the tefillah of Maariv tomorrow night, and you're coming to V'chein Tein Pachtucho, V'chein Tein Kovid, Hashem Li'aymel Amecho, V'chein Tzadikim Yiru V'yismachu, and you're wondering, this isn't for me, it's beyond me. Malchus Shamayim, Bias HaMashiach, Tzapia L'Gula, it's beyond me. I think about other things. Like what? Like the ravens, or whatever else it may be. That's where my mind is. We start each one of those sayings with a b'chein. Did you ever notice that? Why don't we just say, V'tein kovid Hashem li'amecho, V'tein pachtucho, V'yemosecho, al kol ha'amim. Why does it have to say, u'v'chein, u'v'chein, u'v'chein? And the Abu Dram says a tremendous dover. The Abu Dram from the Kadmonim on Tefillah. The Abu Dram says, you know where we say, why we say uvachain these three times? Because there's another vachain, and it's in Megillas Esther. And that vachain is Esther saying, uvachain yovei al ha-melech, I'll come to the king, Achashveiros, shelo kedos. It's not like the law, and it's not where I belong. I'm not supposed to come to Achashveiros at this time. Who am I to come to him at this time? But Mordechai, you've told me that I have to go. You've told me that I can't make any cheshbainis. Uvachein! And therefore, I'll go before the melech, and I'll do my job, even though it's not me. It's not where I am. Shaloi kados.
Gentlemen, when we say Uvachein Tein Pachtecha, we just got finished saying Atav Kodesh Vashimcha Kodesh Ukedeshim B'chol Yoyim Yalulu Chasela. Who are the Kedeshim B'chol Yoyim Yalulu Chasela? Some Mepharshim say it's going on the Malachim Maila. Other Mepharshim say it goes on the Tzadikei Ador. But it isn't you and me. B'chedeshim B'chol Yoyim Yalulu Chasela. And right away, as part of the Broch of HaMelech HaKodesh, we go into Tein Kovid and Tein Pachtecha. And we open each one with the V'chein. And when you say that V'chein, and you have a certain, it's not me, it's not who I am, it's not where I am. Perhaps you should remind yourself, U'V'chein, by Esther HaMalka. U'V'chein, even Shalom Kedos. Even if it isn't me and it isn't I. Rosh Hashanah Tefillah is a time to elevate yourself, to taste the roimimus that Chazal believed each and every one of us are definitely capable of, and we have to strive. U'bechein. This is our avoda, and this is our unique avoda as we enter in to Shnas Tovshin Pei Aleph. To make this a reality. We're holding by the final day of the year. You know, really, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the time to start preparing for Rosh Hashanah is Motzoi Yom Kippur. It's not for us. Really? Comes Chodesh Elul. We blow the shofar. The Svardim among us start saying slichus. It's time to connect to the Melech. But we don't do such a good job. Comes the last week, slichus. And still we're lacking. But now we're at the last day. Hakol ha'ilech ha'achitum. Everything goes after the end. You can fix on the last day of the year. What a chesed elyon you can fix on the last day of the year, says the Sfarim. All these blemishes that were there from an entire year. The Chassam Sefer says all those maras that you davened without concentration and without thought. You davened like a robot. Your lips hardly even moving, yet alone your mind thinking. And what your lips were saying. None of those tefillahs were able to reach the heavenly gates. None of those tefillahs were able to open the closed door in Shemayim and open it. Well, with the tefillah of Erev Rosh Hashanah, with this tefillah's Mariv, you can take all your tefillahs of the entire year, all your orphan tefillahs, all your tefillahs b'li kavona. And with a blast of kavanah that we're all capable of, propel not only tonight's tefillah, but all those tefillahs of an entire year into a heavenly orbit, till they reach before Kisei HaKovid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have an incredible 24 hours in front of us. And the goal is to use them properly. Daven with the Hislavas. Daven with the kol. Feel the taste. Feel the grandeur. Feel the majesty. You hear those people? Well, there are no people anymore in the stadiums. But when there were people in the stadiums, all that noise, cheering on the home team, all that kol rum. We're also a team. We're B'nai Yisrael. And our producer-director is none less than the Bari Olam, the Melech Malchei Amlochim. And in our tefillahs of Mariv and Shachris and Mincha, we are cheering on our relationship with our Kedesh Baruch. Daven, with the Kol Rom. The Ramban talks about Kol Rom in davening, that for that the world was created. For that the world was created, says the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. You didn't come to Shul, they davened the Koram, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elekeinu, Hashem Echad, Ayesh Meirav, Mavorach. And mamish, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. Look at all the tzilas up inside. We finish before we start Shemona Esrei, Yiru Einenu V'Yismach Libeinu. What's Yiru Einenu? What's V'Yismach Libeinu? In Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich, L'Yoyim V'Voel. In Malchuso Yisbarach. If you never heard those words before, say them tonight. Feel their preciousness. Taste their delightfulness. Enjoy their importance and their grandeur, their majesty. Finish with an Aleinu. Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adei Nakol. That's going to be the centerpiece of Musaf Shemona Esrei in Rosh Hashanah. And we sometimes say it, but it just falls out of our mouth without any thought. And yet the Mishnah, the Mechaber says, be very careful with Aleinu. And the Mishnah Brura says, when we say Aleinu and we say it properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers with this whole Pafal Yishomayla. And he says, Ashrei Yom Shekoch Aloy, Ashrei Yom Shashem Alekov. Listen to my Yidden. Listen to them say, Aleinu L'Shaveach L'Adai Nakol. Al Kein Nekav L'Cho Hashem Alekeinu L'Iros Meheira. V'Seferes Uzecha. There's so much to talk about. Let us use these 24 hours to learn in this space medrash when we're able to. And to learn with the momentum. To learn without a hefsek. To correct whatever batolas we did through the year. Whatever learning that was full of pockmarks and holes and breaks and stops. And let's learn with a hasmada. Let's learn with a hasmada. We say tomorrow, I just want to finish with a moshel. With a moshel that we've used at various occasions. And I think it's a very important moshel that I want to say. It's a moshel from the Maggid. A moshel, and the nimshel, of course, is you and I where we stand right now. The Maggid said the following moshel. A person did a sin, a very heavy crime, against the government, against the kingdom. And he received a summons. He lived miles away from the capital city where the courts were, but in his own community he did something, a terrible avla against the government. And a summons reached him that he needs to appear in court on this particular month and this particular day, a few months from now. And really, that should have been a call for him immediately to start preparing his defenses, to hire the best lawyers, to build up his merits and his chutzim. After all, a guilty verdict in this case would put him in jail for many years, have all his properties confiscated, leave his children as living orphans and his wife as a living almana, and should really do something about it. But like is the nature sometimes of people, it's easier to forget about it. He busied himself with his work. He kept the summons in a jacket pocket, but rarely, if ever, looked at it. Sometimes he looked at it, time yet, ignored it. Great snows came in the winter. Blizzard-like conditions. The snow was deepening and deepening. The roads were impassable and untravelable. And he couldn't do any work on his farm. So he's home in the house. And he has nothing to do. And he realizes the summons. And he realizes that he's doing court tomorrow. And he realizes that not to show up at court is like an admission of guilt. And they'll throw the book at him. He's got to get there. He's got to defend himself. It's late, but maybe he can make a difference. And he decides he's going. But the roads are impassable. How's he going to go? He has a sled, a sleigh. That's just the right thing. Harness the horses that he has to the sleigh, and it will be able to go over the ice and the snow like it's not there. He goes to the sleigh, and then he sees what his eyes don't want to see and his mind doesn't want to believe. They're covered in thick ice. He takes out a hammer or whatever you take out for such a thing. And he starts chopping away at the ice. Chop, chop, chop. Ice particle after ice particle falls.
And he realizes that maybe after another 36 hours of doing this, maybe he'll free the sleigh. But that's far too late for him. So what does he do? Gathers some wood together. He makes a bonfire. The heat and the flames melt the ice quickly. He's able to free the sleigh, harness the horses, make it to town in time, and as these stories always end, and lived happily ever after. That's the mashal. The nimshal, gentlemen, is to you and I. We've allowed our hearts to become covered with a thick layer of ice, of coldness, of indifference, of tefillahs that are merely shells without any panemius and any meaning and any connection to the Borei Olam. And somehow we've got to free the heart. We've got to remove the ice. But it's already the last day of the year, and it's going to be very difficult to do that unless we make a fire. Not a physical fire, of course, because we're talking about spiritual dvarim. A spiritual fire. We have to daven with a hislavus, with an enthusiasm. And it's not hypocritical. If you don't do that the rest of the year, how can I do it tonight? Because you know that that's the way it's supposed to be done. And that's who you really are. And that's really your place in Malchus Shamayim. Let's daven this last mar of this, spend this last 24 hours with the Hislavis. Let's mamish melt the ice. Let's create a lebedika heart. And then let us pour out our hearts on Rosh Hashanah, even without the Shofar, even without the Shofar, incarnating the Ribbono Shel Olam as Melech HaOlam, and our Melech in particular, and with Tzipia L'Yameis HaMashiach, and we should be successful. Success means not just a Chesiv of a Chesim HaTayva. Success means, finally, we need it desperately. I don't know if you're aware enough of how unstable our conditions have become in the United States over this past year. We need Geula. A successful Tavshin Pei Aleph means that it will bring the Geula Shleima. Anything less than that is a failure that we don't want to face.